Hi, I'm here with the Midnight Lycan Party, a garage band from Stoke. How did you guys first get started?
We all met actually studying music performance at Burslem College, and we started in a few different bands, and then we actually started this band maybe later that year. Did a few recordings under a different name and whatnot, but then the Lycan Party kind of got going maybe early last year.
Where does that name originate from, the Midnight Lycan Party?
Yeah, and it's just to get people kind of have an idea, if they haven't heard the band before, of what kind of maybe to expect or what not to expect, yeah. And kind of rules out and puts maybe a question people in people's minds of what kind of music the band's going to be and whatnot. So it kind of represents the sound quite well. We feel, and that's what we've been. We've had a lot of good feedback from it since we changed it. So
how did it feel progressing from the first few gigs to supporting the Damned?
Yeah, it was quite a good progression actually. We did a lot of local gigs when we first started out. Try our best to do as many gigs as we can. We've been all over the country, pretty much all over the UK, doing gigs to try and promote our band and whatnot. And then we actually, which is something very rare for us, we got gent to the competition for it to get the support slot. We never do things like that usually because we don't usually stand a chance against like your standard indie or metal bands. But it was an experience. It wasn't all it was made out to be. I mean, obviously we were very privileged to do it, but it was cool.
It's not what you're expecting.
No, obviously the Damned, I'll be a big fan of the Damned. We don't sound a great deal like them, to be fair. That's why we were so surprised when we got the gig. Yeah, I think they were expecting like some proper punk band, and obviously there is bits of punk in our stuff because we are big fans of it, but we're not as similar as we should have been, I don't think, to play. But obviously it was great for us. I mean, it's a big support slot to get, and he put our name out there quite a lot, so we were pleased with it.
Yeah. Did it take long to sort of gel musically and find your own unique sound, or did you always have this idea to go in a garage post-punk direction?
Yeah, I mean, we've
probably a mix of the two, and it's kind of because we like that style of music, but also with that style of music, we all got our individual tastes in music, and we kind of, when we're like writing songs and stuff, it kind of just all mixes in one. And basically, as we've progressed as a band and musicians, it's just basically changed itself without us realizing, well, obviously realizing, but yeah, without actually trying to, it's just itself, kind
yeah,
of.
I think also as well, I mean, it's not something we didn't set out when we started as the band to be like, this is what we want to make, like Lee just said. And then to be fair, like the earlier stuff we wrote, and for like maybe the first couple of years, but it doesn't sound anything like it does now. I mean, we were quite a lot, we were a lot more of a punk band when we first started out, weren't we, really?
Yeah.
And then, and then we kind of found a way, we kind of started listening to different kind of music between us, kind of went a bit more like the goth way and stuff. We really kind of intrigued by, Not like your standard kind of goth music, but like kind of like the creepier side of it, like your early 80s goth bands and whatnot. Like, yeah, it was just kind of stumbled upon it really, and now I'd say the songs we're writing now are probably the ones that we most proudest of, which is good because they just seem to get better and better, which is well, how sounding.
Yeah,
we're pleased with the ones the stuff we're writing now. So, and the album that's coming out, I reckon, is going to be pretty strong. So,
you think the sound that you've got now